I was waiting for that part. Yes. The time is 6:06 in the PM. My levels are hot. You are listening to KOOP, Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM. Or online, worldwide, at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show, wife, levels are also hot. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667 or 472-K-O-O-P.
That's right. And what did we just hear, Mac?
We just heard Spoon with Waiting for the Kid to Come Around off of their Soft Effects EP.
And then before that, we heard Wanna Be in L.A. from the Eagles of Death Metal off their new album, Heart On.
David, we got a call right now. You want to take it?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right, let's see.
Take it right now.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. May I speak with David, please?
Yes, hello.
David.
Yes.
Hi, is this David Jarrah?
Actually, it's David Hatta.
Like O'Hara? Like Scarlett O'Hara?
I believe that's Scarlett O'Hara, but you're close. I'll give you that. It's you're in the ballpark.
Oh, but this is so it's Hara.
Hatta. It's pronounced Hatta. Yeah.
But it's spelled J-A-R-A. What a unique and unusual pronunciation. Why is it pronounced so weird?
I wouldn't say it's weird. I mean, it's a name of Spanish origin. I'm Hispanic, so.
Oh, that would explain so much.
What?
Who is this?
Hi.
What's your name, caller?
Hi. Yes, I am Barry O'Grama. You may have heard of me.
Wait a second. Barry as in Barrett? As in Barrett O'Grama?
Yes, Barrett O'Grama. Good. So you have heard of me. That's great.
Wait, you're Barrett O'Grama, you're the leader of that racist political organization, the Sunken Valley New White Power Party.
Whoa. You mean the Sunken Valley New Nationalist Party? I don't have any confirmed ties to any sort of racist organization. I don't even know what you're talking about. That's insulting, sir. I mean, just because I, you know, play golf at the same... Just because I play golf at the same country club as some of the leaders of the skinhead movement here in town, that doesn't prove anything. I mean,
you were the guy who ran for city council in Sunken Valley, and you lost last week, or this week.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I lost, and no thanks to you and your colorful companion there.
I'm sorry?
You guys are on the radio. You're colorful. It's,
Okay, right.
And, thanks, I guess. Thanks. I really owe my defeat to you.
What are you talking about? You owe your defeat to David.
Defeat to me?
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, you are Latin.
Yeah, I am. Sure.
That explains why I lost the skinhead vote, I guess, is really the...
Well, back it up. David, okay, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah,
Well, it's a very big following here in town.
What is?
You know, I hear that that you endorsed me here on your little show here.
No, I didn't. I didn't endorse you. I was talking on the show about how I accidentally voted for you.
Yeah, that's just as good. I mean,
does that mean? Just as good?
No, well, generally we don't like to even. Acknowledge to ourselves, really, that people know how to use those machines. Gosh, I'm just so embarrassed, really. I don't know what to say.
Wait, so what is your problem with David? So he endorsed you, and...
Wait, which I didn't. I accidentally voted for him. We talked about his views and his beliefs, which kind of sounded all right, but I couldn't get over the fact... that you were, in fact, a white supremacist.
No. There's no sort of white power going on here, okay? The only power that I ever endorse is green power. And, of course, power to the people.
Uh-huh. All right. Which, again, good for you. I liked that angle of it, but I didn't like the angle of you hating my kind.
Yeah, would you said something about skinheads earlier.
Yes, yes, that's right. The skinheads have a very big following here in town, and I feel like by acknowledging that someone of the Latin persuasion was voting for me, that might drive away some votes, and apparently it did.
Are you blaming me? Did I lose you the skinhead vote?
Ah, you sunk me like a spicy brown torpedo.
Spicy brown torpedo.
Spicy brown torpedo. That's an
interesting use of words.
Colorful
there.
Choice of words.
Barrett.
Well, look, I got an email from the skinhead organization here in town. I also got an email from the SKV Viking Corps. And
wait, what is the SKV Viking Corps?
SKV Viking Corps. You're not aware of them. They're a heritage group here in town. They celebrate their heritage and motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what heritage do they celebrate?
Oh, now who's concerned about lineage and who's got pure blood and who doesn't and who's moving to what neighborhood? Look, you guys are going to, pick a side here. I'd appreciate a little consistency, I guess, is the thing.
I'm consistently against whatever you're for.
You're all over the map. I mean, yeah. You're calling this guy and you're saying that because David endorsed you.
Which I didn't.
You lost the skinhead vote, but you wanted that skinhead vote?
I have a responsibility to people who ask me to do things on their behalf when they give me money. So, but I'm not tied to these people in any way. It's not like it's...
You just said you played golf with them earlier,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Well, that's just a sport. I mean, it's not like...
And you say, well,
when you guys go to your bullfights, it's not like you
whoa,
have...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Where are you going?
Who's going to a bullfight?
Or whenever it is that is done and those corners of the globe.
What corners? See, everything that just comes out of your mouth is just, it's just hate.
No. You've got me all wrong. I don't hate anyone. I love your people.
My people?
I love your people. You're the best. You're the best at everything. You're the best at everything that you do.
You are so incredibly racist. I can't believe that you actually, tried to hold a post in city office.
No. Don't get me wrong. You really are. You're the best at everything that you do. Believe me, if I need drywall done or taco bent.
You are horrible. You are a horrible, horrible man. And I'm glad you lost. I'm glad.
Well, where was this ire a couple days ago? Why couldn't you have denounced me on the air as opposed to saying that, here we go, Barrett O'Gromanos.
I said no such thing. Believe me, if I had it to do over again, I would shout from the rooftops how terrible you are. I hope the... your new nationalist party goes down in flames, and I hope you are a failure at everything you do.
Agreed.
That's so rude. Now who's preaching hate? You know what? I don't have time to sit here and listen to this insolence. I have to go. I have to go pick up my hood at the cleaners, and I've got to be some.
Wait.
Wait a second. Wait.
You got to go pick up a hood?
Your hood? What kind of hood?
It's a hood. It's a hooded sweatshirt. I'm having it dry cleaned and starched.
Start. What is it, like a fancy hooded sweatshirt? Like, why? This makes no sense.
Where are you going? Why do you need this hood?
It's
sweatshirt.
It's a gathering of various prominent local businessmen.
Uh huh. Are they all in hooded sweatshirts?
How dare you, sir?
How dare I? How dare you?
I don't like the sound of that.
No.
How offensive. Well, I really shouldn't sit here and listen to this. I would like to remind all of your listeners that if they do want to vote for what's right in this town, in 4 years, I'll be giving it another shot.
Yeah, well, I hope it fails miserably, and yeah. I hope bad things happen to you.
I have enjoyed this conversation, gentlemen, and I wish you the best.
Oh, well, that's,
I don't wish you the best.
That's sweet of you, kind of.
Hello?
I'm conflicted, but Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at that.
Yes.
Is that an order? I don't...
You know what? Just hang up
yeah,
on it.
Right. Goodbye, Barrett.
Goodbye, Barrett. Jeez. Barrett O'Grama.
Barrett O'Grama. Potential city councilman.
Yeah, could have been. Except for that wild and wacky election of ours.
Yeah. And, he just lost. He ran for city council last week.
Yeah.
Above Sunken Valley, Texas.
Probably the second biggest news story of that day.
Yep. There'll be more election talk and some other stuff. Man, we got derailed right as soon as we got the show started.
Holy cow.
So you want to take a break, play some more music?
Yeah, let's take a real quick break.
Let's cleanse the palate. And we'll come back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after we listen to what?
Right after a little bit of Fire Hose from the album Flying the Flannel. This is Down with the Bass. We'll be right back. Back again with a little more Mascot Wedding. Phone lines are open 472-5667. Is that right? I haven't said that in a while.
Yeah, 472-KOOP if you want to call in and be a part of today's show. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta. You just heard Mike Watt, George Hurley, and Ed Crawford, the band known as Firehose. And I loved it.
Slow news week.
Yeah, kind of.
Really not a lot to talk about.
No, there is something to talk about. A little thing that happened on November 4th. Michael Crichton died.
Oh, yeah. No, that was November 5th.
Are you thinking
of the Chauncey Billups Allen Iverson trade?
Ah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think that was November 3rd. You know, the Nuggets and the Pistons of the National Basketball, your National Basketball Association.
Slow news week.
There also was the election. Look what we did. Oh, man. You know what surprised me? And I'm sure that you're all a little sick of hearing about Obama. What are you talking about? We're all excited.
Yes, invigorated.
Man, I'm invigorated.
I'm sorry? What was that?
I'm invigorated.
Okay.
I got to say, honestly, you know, I talk some game on the show.
Uh-huh.
Make some jokes.
Talk some mess.
But when he was up there giving that speech or whatever on the podium, the acceptance speech, and he was the only one on the podium, only one. It was just him in this huge sea of people. I was like, whoa, this is big. You know what I'm saying? This is big.
This is big time.
What surprised me, though, about the coverage.
What's that?
Was... It seemed like I watched. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
The election. What channel did you watch?
I was flipping back and forth between MSNBC and Fox News because I like to go to both polar extremes.
You're basically just running hot and cold, right? Are you?
Pretty much. It's the most uncomfortable shower of news ever.
Exactly. I was watching NBC.
Uh huh.
Well, it's Tom Brokaw and other stuff. And I can say what surprised me a little bit was, how much most of the coverage was centered around that he was the first black president.
Uh-huh.
Granted, that is news, and that it shouldn't surprise me. That's what they talked about. But it did surprise me a little bit because it seems like that being a story has sort of... That shouldn't have snuck up on you, you know?
Right.
At this point, he's not just some black guy we liked. It's Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the groundwork was being set. Like, everybody... The foundation had been laid. Everybody was prepared for it. It wasn't like people just woke up and like, you know, sort of rubbed their eyes and like, a what president? No, we were ready for this. We're here now.
Yeah, no, exactly. To paraphrase Amy Poehler on SNL, he wasn't running to be the first black president of the United States. He was running to be the first president.
Yeah.
Not to say that that's not hugely significant. In fact, that's part of, you know, the fact that America has been able to elect a black president. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah, that's part of the invigoration that is going on.
But we didn't just elect him because he's black, because he's qualified.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Barack, I like it.
Yeah.
But what also surprised me was that earlier on in the campaign, there was that stupid story of like, is America ready for a black president? Which, you know... That's a load of BS.
What are you going to do? Open like Newsweek and it's just going to be no.
Yeah.
Turn to page 28. Not yet. Like, no.
And some commentators were like, I think the reason why America was able to elect a black president was because of people like Tiger Woods.
No.
And I was just like, what is this? first of all. This is just, it feels like a really stupid, like.
You're reaching.
Yeah. I'm so afraid of black people, but there's a good golfer.
Yeah. Remember we enjoyed that that colored gentleman who plays golf really well.
I guess if he could be good at golf, one of those people can be president.
Cats and dogs living together.
This was on NPR, by the way.
Right.
So if you think about listening to that station, click it back over here to co-op. But yeah, they're like people like Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and Oprah. You know, they made it safe or something, which is
they're like
ridiculous.
They're digging through like the bargain bin of like black names. Remember Gordon from Sesame Street, that lovely shopkeeper. Nobody was afraid of Gordon. Black presidents is coming pretty soon because of him.
And let's say I bought your stupid argument. Maybe I'd buy Tiger Woods. Maybe. But Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
What?
Because he broke the color barrier in basketball. He made...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Finally, there was a good black basketball player.
Actually, I'm thinking of the SNL skit.
Oh, that's right. That was Sweet River Baines.
Sweet River Baines, the first black Harlem Globetrotter.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
No, because Michael Jordan, he was great.
Magic Johnson, when he heard that story, had to probably spit out his soda when he was drinking it. Like, what? I did nothing? Dr. J, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Russell, what? Will Chamberlain, blue.
I'll tell you what,
everyone
though,
else, blue.
You know, the pundits, the commentators, they're falling over themselves.
Yes.
Trying to be the first one to give credit to another person for setting the groundwork.
Yeah, and if you do want to give credit for somebody laying the groundwork, which I think that, you know, maybe that's true, maybe that has foundation, but you need to give it elsewhere.
Yeah. And you and I were talking about this, and I think you and I agree that credit needs to go where credit is due.
Uh-huh, yes.
The reason we have a black president now is because of Dennis Haysbert.
That's right.
Who played David Palmer.
President David Palmer.
On the show 24.
That's right.
Because he was such a majestic presence on that show. Stoic, proud, did not blink in the face of terror.
He had to make tough decisions, and he made them.
Exactly.
He lived with them.
Well,
you want to talk about role models?
Yeah.
I am surprised Barack Obama did not thank President David Palmer in his speech.
Hey, he still has a cabinet to pick.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if...
He can't sell State Farm insurance all his life.
No.
I think that show The Unit is off the air.
He needs something to do. And those Major League sequels aren't coming down the pipe.
Yeah, there's no Serrano 5. There's not a spinoff. Look for Serrano.
Oh, what if there was?
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, so credit
needs to go. His character died in Heat. It's not coming back. He was the fry cook ex-con.
How many shows are we going to reference Heat?
Not enough. That movie is so good.
Oh, the movie's the best.
Good. Yeah, but President David Palmer.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Dennis Haysbert didn't get elected himself.
Exactly. He certainly could. I would have given him my vote.
I mean, like that stupid, like, oh, Tiger Woods is a good role. Oh, you know, we weren't electing Barack Obama to president of golf.
Yeah.
You know?
No, we had the template.
Yeah.
We had the mold. It was already made in the form of Dennis Haysbert.
So right now, let's thank some fictional black presidents that made the real one, Barack Obama, possible.
Exactly.
In fact, you want to rank them?
Let's do it.
All right. Number one.
President David Palmer.
Yeah, okay. Haysbert.
Nobody's knocking him off. Nobody's knocking him off that pedestal.
Number two, who do you think? Let's
number
go top
two.
Five. Top five.
Top five.
Top five fictional black presidents right here. If you want to contribute to this, 472-5667-472-KOOP. If you have black presidents, fictional black presidents.
Well, I think you're going to have to go Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact.
You know what? He was good. Let me think about that.
He was very good. He was the one standing up there making the tough decisions. He was the one doing the news conferences at the podium. Like, how do you have an answer for that?
You know why he gets number two? Because of his plan to when the asteroid hit, he was going to take the select group of people and stick them in a cave to repopulate the Earth or whatever.
That's brilliant.
That's a ballsy move.
Exactly.
B-A-W-L-Z-Y.
Hey, America, sign off on this.
Yeah, that's a tough decision right there. You would do well to study him, Barack Obama. Study those moves.
Everybody who's going to live to see tomorrow, step forward. Not so fast, 98% of America.
Not so fast, poor people. He had the balls to let the impoverished people of his country die. All right, who's number three?
Who's number three? I have a personal favorite, but I don't know if he's up there.
Well, who is it?
I'm going to go President Camacho.
Oh, from Idiocracy.
From Idiocracy.
President Camacho.
President Camacho, the tough, no-nonsense, in-your-face president.
He also, when he had to give that speech, I believe it was I believe that that famous speech he had to give in Idiocracy was S. And this is me substituting letters for swear words. S. S is effed up.
And it was on the teleprompter.
It was on the teleprompter. Oh, President Camacho.
Oh.
Did he have a first name?
I don't think so. He had his own entrance music, though. And that's really what I want in a president.
Yeah, he fired a gun in the air.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh, yeah, well, he did fire a gun in the air. I don't know if he's number three.
No.
There's no way he's cracking one and two, though.
No. One and two are set.
Morgan Freeman's, I don't know the character's name. For four, I got to go Tiny Tony Lister, I believe his name is.
Tiny Zeus Lister.
He was the president in Fifth Element.
Fifth Element. Wow, that's
he
right.
He was the villain in Friday.
Uh-huh.
He also came a long way.
He
went from a thug, a thief in Friday, playing in the movie Friday, to go to president in the Fifth Element.
He was the opponent in the Hulk Hogan vehicle, No Holds Barred.
That's right.
Yeah. And he did come a long way, all the way to president.
That's right.
But you know what, though? Fifth Element kind of lame.
Who? What?
Yeah.
I like Fifth Element. I liked it a lot. He had to make some tough decisions.
I like it when like the games rained out and there's nothing else on TV. Other than that, no.
Oh, come on. It's just because it's European and you have an anti-European bias.
That's not entirely true.
Corbin Dallas, multipass. Hey, you get to see a lot of nudity for a PG-13 movie.
That is true.
As a young child, I was excited by that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Camacho ahead of Tiny Zeus Lister, though.
Who do you got for five?
Who do I got for five? I don't know. Kind of running out.
Yeah, we had another one we talked about earlier. One. Fictional black president.
4725667. 472KOP. We're honoring those who paved the way for one Mr. Barack Obama.
Yeah. Fictional black president. I want to say this one was like a drawing or something like that. A cartoon? Was there a cartoon with a black president?
A cartoon with a black president. I do not recall that. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Was Nick Fury elected president in the Marvel Comics? Oh, he's white.
But he was black in Iron Man.
That's true. If you stayed to the end of the movie. But he's not president. Well, tell you what. If you want to help us finish out the list, 4725667. Yeah, four is good. Fantastic Four, Final Four.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say if we had to rank them, including real presidents, Barack Obama, not yet eligible. Not yet president.
Yeah.
So he still wouldn't be on that list.
Yeah, N.A.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? I voted on...
Yeah.
I didn't. You did early voting, right?
Yes, I did.
Let's see if this caller has a suggestion. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, have you forgotten about President Wayne Palmer?
President...
He wasn't as good as David Palmer.
No!
I didn't make it that far in 24. Where would you rank him on that list?
Five.
Five?
Yeah,
no.
He was nothing compared to David, but...
He was a one-way tie for last. He was just a whiny little baby, always living in the shadow of David Palmer.
Your donor's wife.
No.
And what was he under David Palmer's administration? Wasn't he chief of staff?
He was something in David Palmer's. But then, you know, it was like RFK after David Palmer got killed, and then he was president.
Oh, David Palmer gets killed?
Yes.
I guess you're going to want the...
Anyway, Wayne Palmer, I vote for number five.
Yeah, that's a deep fifth, though.
Awesome.
Like,
what's your name, caller?
Okay.
What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Come on. You're better than that.
Let's Mascot Wedding, you're on the air. Mascot Wedding, you're on the air.
Oh, look what you did.
I did that, I think.
I don't know how to work these phones. Look, is it going? The drop is what I should have done. Hold on.
Okay, we're back.
So much more.
472-5667.
You know what? In your defense, I don't think we ever had a call in queue before. I don't think we've ever had more than one caller per show.
Well, back in the old studio, I've forgotten how to do. Back in the old studio, the temporary space that Intercom loaned us, we could only get one call. It was only one phone line.
That's right.
You know what's funny is, you know, I was excited about the win. But not everyone was. Like, I show up to work the next day, and at International Tomato, my boss,
right,
Mr. Gomez.
Mr. Gomez.
He's sort of my boss.
Yeah, he likes to say he is.
Yeah, he's, well, my ex-boss, but he still works there.
Right.
He brought me a sheet cake.
Sheet cake?
Yeah, it's a sheet cake. Hold on a second. Let's take this call for it, and I'll finish that story. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi. This may be a stupid question, but isn't one of Barack Obama's parents white?
Yes.
So why does everybody keep calling him black? Aren't they dissing his parent that's white?
Goodbye. Dissing the parent that's
dissing
white?
Dissing the parent.
Why would that be dissing him?
Yeah. I don't...
You know what? I didn't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that one had a weird...
That one kind of felt bad.
Weird tinge.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. Gomez.
Palate cleanser.
So Mr. Gomez.
Mr. Gomez, he came in the next day and he goes... he's like, hey, Mac, I got you a cake, a sheet cake.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, what's the occasion? He's like, oh, just thinking about you or whatever. And it was kind of weird. And he gives me the cake. And I open up the cake box and it says, frosting, it says, go McLean on it. And McLean is my real first name.
Right, yeah. It's Mac your is short full, for. Full name, I guess.
Yeah, but the L in McLean was just a pencil.
Hmm.
So it really, I think he just got
so
this cake.
So it wasn't a part of the cake, really.
Yeah. So I'm guessing he bought a cake, go McCain. Oh, actually, it said go President McLean on it. Sorry, I left that part out.
And okay, then, yeah, it's starting to come together.
Yeah,
then.
President McLean, but it was really...
Left that an integral part of the cake story.
The L was a pencil, you know. So I think what happened, and he didn't want to talk about it. He just kind of, after he gave it to me, he just scurried out of there.
But, nor did he want to waste a cake, it seems.
Yeah, you know, he didn't. I guess he couldn't eat it.
No.
I think if I was that upset that I would just give it away, I would probably just throw it away. But I ate it, and it was good.
Well, good, good.
And then you say that that guy sent you like a weird email.
Oh,
the picture attachment.
Yeah, it was.
He was that ad exec. What was his name?
It was Craig. Craig Betancourt.
Craig Betancourt. Yeah, yeah.
The guy who we've had some tussles with. He sent me a JPEG, like a picture of a tattoo.
This is like an attachment on an email.
Yeah, and it said. It said go president, but then he had like a Band-Aid over underlining go president.
Huh.
So it was like go president.
Why
Band-Aid.
Would he send you an email with that picture?
I don't know.
You think it said President McCain probably.
Probably.
But then why would he send you a picture of it?
I don't know. Craig's he's not all there really.
That's
sometimes.
Weird. That's weird. I thought he sent that to you before the election too, which was a weird thing. Was he going to like rip it off and say, that's just.
Yeah, he did say it. He said it like 4 days before the election, now that you mention it.
That was weird. Well, anyway, so I went to go. You did early voting, but I voted the day of.
Yeah.
And they're giving me a lot of free stuff when you voted. And by they, I mean some businesses. Like I think Starbucks, you just had to say you voted.
Yeah.
And you get like a free tall coffee. I think Chick-fil-A was supposedly giving away free shakes or something.
Oh, good thing they don't do voting on Sundays.
Yeah, that's right.
Jerks.
Eat more chicken, less it's Sunday. Then you got to burger up. And Krispy Kreme was giving away a free donut if you had, like the if you come in, you have the I voted sticker.
Yeah.
And so I was down south, and there's in Austin, and I driving past a Krispy Kreme, and I go, you know what? I haven't had a donut in forever. Heck yeah, I want a free donut.
Time to capitalize on your civic duty.
And so I went in there, and first of all, it took them maybe like 2 minutes to acknowledge me. Like I was standing at the counter, people would even come up and just not, and I'd be like, you know, waiting to make eye contact. So I'd be like, hello, can I get a donut? But they didn't even acknowledge me. Didn't even look me in the eye, not even like, be right with you in a minute, sir. So I was just like, what is this? And then finally, somebody comes up who I guess drew the short straw to deal with a customer.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, how's it going? Welcome to Krispy Kreme? Like it was a question. And I was like, yeah.
Am I welcome here? I don't know.
You're welcome? And I'm Ron Burgundy. Well, more on him later. And so I was like, yeah, you know, I heard you giving away free donuts. He's like, oh, yeah, we're giving away free donuts to people who have the sticker. And I was like, yeah, well, I'd like one. He's like, oh, where's your sticker? And I was like, well, you know, they didn't have any, which is true. They ran out at the precinct I was in. Mm-hmm. I wasn't lazy. I did vote. And he's like, well, we kind of need to see that sticker. And I was like, well, they didn't give me one, but I did vote. And he's like, sorry? Like,
he turned you down?
Yeah. What is this? I'm not applying for a bank loan. You know, does the sticker have my DNA on it? When did a sticker that said I voted that anyone could wear was a form of personal ID?
Yeah.
Were they going to take the sticker so not to give me another free donut? No. Can you just trust me?
Were they going to mark it? Were they going to like get a Sharpie and be like, okay, I'm going to color in that O.
Yeah, exactly.
That way we know you've already gotten a donut.
And so I was like, all right, bye. And he goes, well, I can give you one of these free hot and fresh ones. And I was like, okay. And so he goes and grabs one of the glaze that are on like the giant assembly wheel or whatever. Assembly line.
What?
Conveyor belt. And he gives it to me and I leave and I was like, all right, I can get this free donut, but I can't get a better donut or some other donut
Yeah.
Donut's a donut to me. Like,
why was an ordeal made out of this?
Yeah, exactly. And joke's on him, too, because I wasn't going to go in and just get a donut. Mm. I was going to get the free donut. I was probably going to buy like a half dozen glazed, take them to a meeting I was going to. Yeah. You know?
Oh, maybe get a soda. But a delicious soda.
I actually would probably just get a milk.
Okay.
Milk and sweets. It's balancing, yeah.
I wasn't prepared for that. Okay.
But am I going to buy donuts now that I didn't bring two photo IDs and, a form and triplicate, which is the equivalent of this freaking sticker, apparently.
Now that you've been given a pity donut?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Hey, Hobo Mac.
But I'll tell you this, I ate that donut that he gave me. That was good. That was delicious.
And you and Krispy Kreme.
Those things are good, buddy.
No, they're not.
It's like hot sugar. Mm.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy is what it is.
It's better than that.
No, cake donuts. Those are where it's at.
No. Oh, no, Krispy Kreme. Which is kind of, that was weird. That they did that. I mentioned.
You know what though? Hey, put yourself in their shoes. Like, how many people do you think were calling in sick that day? Like, I don't want to deal with the people who are going to come
just
in.
Just give me a free donut if I was in there. You know what? All right, let me put myself in their shoes.
Okay.
Bink, bink, bonk. Hey, welcome to Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'd like a free donut.
Oh, yeah, we're giving those away today for people who voted and I can see their sticker.
Yeah, give me a free donut.
I don't see your sticker.
Give me a free donut. I voted.
Yeah, just take a donut, buddy. Here you go.
You have to do that 300 times.
Fine.
No, not fine.
Look,
he
gave me a free donut, though, anyway. He just didn't give me one of the special donuts.
See, here's how it should have gone. Let's swap it. I'm Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Krispy Kreme.
Hey, I heard you guys.
Here you go. That's how it should have gone. That's it.
Oh, you voted? Here it is. Yeah.
No, not even. Like, oh, you're pretty. Here you go.
Mascot Wedding Community Watch, Krispy Kreme. Untrustworthy. we got Obama in the White House. We got a new change. This is the new America.
Yeah.
This is Obama's America now. This is how you want to start it out? With mistrust? For shame, Krispy Kreme. Tell you what, let's take a break.
Yeah.
I'm worked up over that Krispy Kreme story.
Do you have anything queued up?
Yeah, I can have something queued up.
No, I got something.
No, then you play it.
Okay.
What are you asking me for? It's bad radio.
I'm sorry. I just didn't know if you wanted a turn.
I'll take my turn later. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear... what are we going to hear? You know what? Let's go with some Clarence Carter. Times are tough. Clarence Carter knows times are tough.
Does he?
That's why he wrote a little song called Patches. We'll be right back. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
I was born and raised down in Alabama. On a farm way back up in the woods, I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could.
There it is. And we're down the home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show. 472-5667. Our phone lines are open. If you want to talk to us, you don't have to. Whatever.
That's right. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hatta.
And as David just said, this is the home stretch of your Mascot Wedding Show. Part of Co-op's new season here. We have a new Saturday lineup.
Yeah.
Slapback Flashback, the show before us, who did, I have to say, an awesome job.
Oh, yeah.
By Gigi Harvey, was replaced by a talented and upcoming newcomer. What's a girl to do with Lisa Schroeder?
Schneider.
Schneider.
Schroeder was the piano player. In,
Peanuts.
Which is easy to...
She played that song, though, right?
You always got Schroeder on your mind.
I like his piano stylings. If you remember what it was New Power Saturday Revolution.
Uh-huh.
And what was it before that?
Before? No, it started off...
Oh, it was the Thursday.
Yes, this past season.
Well, what was the slogan of Thursday when we were on Thursday, our season one for
what
us?
What was
last year around this time?
I don't remember. I really don't
I
remember.
I think it was a New Power Thursday lineup.
It was New Power Thursday. Then we moved to Grand Slam Saturday.
It was the New Power Saturday Revolution, part of Grand Slam Saturday.
That's right.
The theme for this year is... Bone alone, 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 alone. Go over the sweater Saturday.
That's right.
That's right. Because we're here at Mascot Wedding. Yeah. We want to be your friends. Maybe even your friends with benefits. But we're also gentlemen.
Yeah.
We go over the sweater.
We go over the sweater.
Not under the sweater.
No.
It's part of Over the Sweater Saturday.
That's right.
I like the sound of that. So, David.
Yes?
Earlier I mentioned Will Ferrell.
That's right. Yes, you did.
I was shocked when I heard this news. I didn't believe it at first. Apparently, Will Ferrell is going to do a one-man show on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Set to open... on inauguration night, and I forget the name of it, but it's him doing his President Bush impression.
Wait, That's the show?
That is the show.
Okay,
and
so...
It's called something like Good Night America or So Long America, the President Bush story or something like that.
I'm going to need a do-over. I'm going to need a mulligan to soak this in. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell, star of...
Mega movie star. Is going to Broadway.
Yes.
To do a one-man show.
Yeah.
Of nothing but his Bush impression?
Well, according to the press release I also read? Instead of just looked at.
Yeah, I also read it.
He also might do some autobiographical stuff where he will talk about some of the behind-the-scenes things.
Uh-huh.
And also maybe he'll do other impressions like Robert Goulet.
Is he just winging this?
Longtime collaborator Adam McKay.
Uh-huh.
Will help write and also will direct.
Director of Anchorman and
Step Brothers,
Talladega Nights.
Yep.
So there's the pedigree there.
Former head writer of SNL.
That's
Adam
right.
McKay.
Yeah. Writer of one of my my all time favorite shorts on SNL, The HSO.
That's right.
Starring Will Ferrell as Glenn Frey.
This is not something you do.
No. Oh,
if you're
Lord,
a movie star, I mean, like.
If you were a movie star, if you're in your decline, if you're like Hal Holbrook hanging on to that Mark Twain impression, which isn't even an impression, he just kind of looks like Mark Twain. And so he just like, yeah.
I made fun of that on the show 2 weeks ago because Dana Carvey was doing an old stand-up, mm-hmm. or he was doing a stand-up show, and he was doing nothing but trotting out his old impressions.
Right.
Being like, hey, Schwarzenegger's governor, like, I bet he wants to bop you up. Like, yeah. That's what he was doing.
Because that's what Dana Carvey should be doing. That's his wheelhouse right now.
But why? I mean, he must like hate. He must love doing that impression. Hate to see it go.
Yeah.
Because this is milking it, son. I mean, this is not something. This is just not something you do at this point.
No, it's not.
This is something maybe you do later, like when you have like your own theater in Branson, Missouri. You know.
Yeah, you shouldn't leave scripts on the table to push them aside and get to work. Put pen to paper to work on this one man show.
Yeah, on Broadway, no less.
Yeah, that's odd. I need to verify this. I need to look this up.
I heard about it on The Best Show, and I thought Tom was joking, the host of that particular radio program, Tom Sharpling.
Right.
But and so I went to my Google machine, pulled the magic Google lever, and sure enough, it's real.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That. So would you...
How does that wake up to that, like, I'm sad to see Bush go Goulet. Like, what is that?
Yeah, I mean, oh, that's going to be so like...
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, it's Harry Carey.
Yeah. The audience will go nuts. But you know what? Kind of want to see it, though.
Yeah, it's sad to see Bush go. Kind of like it was sad to see Harry Carey go. Like, I mean, that's... Hey. What's the segue there? What is the format? You make no sense, Will Ferrell. What is going on? But yeah, definitely want to see it. I can't save money fast enough
to go see it. It's a limited run to New York. I say we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, that would be an excellent mascot wedding. Takes a bullet.
That would be like a season ender.
Yeah,
they're like, we are going to New York, getting on a plane.
We're never gonna believe what we did. Although, are we really taking a bullet for someone?
That bullet that you didn't even know existed.
Because I don't think anyone out there is like, maybe I will go, maybe I won't.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow. Maybe I'll fly to New York, get tickets to this one-man show.
Well, it is very far from where I live here in Topeka, Kansas. Maybe I will. If only someone would take a bullet for us.
I bet they'd tape it, release it at some point.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be like on HBO, where like they'll do like the one-man shows every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, what is going on with that?
Dude, he wants to do that like what? Once, twice a night, 7 days a week.
Yeah. Like, is there a Sunday matinee? He's like, hey, Greg, glad the brunch crowd came out to watch me do 2 hours of a Bush impression.
But you know what? That's when you know you've made it. When you're like...
When you can just throw anything out
there. Is there a demand for this? Like, are people like, oh, even though you haven't been on SNL, you know, in what, 5 years or whatever.
It's the kind of thing where there's a demand for it the second you tell people about it.
That one appearance you did, reappearance with Tina Fey and Daryl Hammond when you played President Bush, you know, again recently, whetted my appetite. Let's go crazy. Let's one-man show.
I guess.
Still, though, kind of excited about it.
Yeah, kind of excited. I'm curious about it. I want to say I'm excited about it. Because, like, of all the things Will Ferrell has done on Saturday Night Live,
yeah.
Bush impression, like... That's down there.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
It's good.
After he left, like, Who was doing his the Bush impression post Farrell? Was it Chris Parnell briefly, wasn't it?
Parnell for a little while, and then Sudeikis.
Will Forte.
Oh, Will Forte. That's
Sudeikis
right.
was Carey. That was horrible. Yeah. Or no, was it Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers, who kind of did look like John Carey.
You know, SNL, their coverage, I mean, they got a lot of press.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because, you know, Tina Fey as Palin, you know, the Barack Obama, they got a lot of, and what's his face? You know, McCain stopped by the show.
Darryl Hammond,
so did Palin, yeah. You know, but the last election, Kerry Bush, that was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, it was Forte and Seth Meyers, like, barely. They basically just wore wigs. That was the extent of their impressions.
They really should have just done puppets at that point.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's time for the puppet sketch.
He's like, hi, I'm Seth Meyers. And it's like, all right, Seth, do your John Kerry voice. He's like, hi, I'm John Kerry. Like, why not? Oh, Lord. Well, folks, we're winding down here. We're running out of time on the Mascot Wedding Show. Boop, 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 bop. You want to give them some internet info?
Yeah. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including side projects and archives of previous shows, you may visit mascotwedding.com. We also have a little electronic mail address, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Hit us up with any questions, comments, or delicious recipes.
You want to be our friend in real life? Probably is not going to happen. You want to be our friend in fake life? MySpace.com/mascotwedding.
That's right.
Up next on Co-op's Over the Sweater Saturday is...
I don't think they want that introduction. No.
Tell you what, up next is Clear Spot.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Over the Sweater Saturday. We're going to go out the show with the Klaxons. And the song is As Above, So Below off of their album, The Myths of the Near Future. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.